Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I'm Dreaming of a Zeit Christmas. Timely. My name's Jack O'Brien. That's timely. Miles Gray. And we are here to tell you what's trending. Here in 2020.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what's trending. My notifications.
Uh-oh.
Never turn them off.
Up this
Do
just
we even
in.
Edit those out?
Nah, it doesn't matter. Don't need to.
Dan always edits them out, but not this time.
Always the good parts he edits out.
Let's talk, Miles, about Kevin Bacon slaying.
At first, it said gruesome slaying of Kevin Bacon, and I thought something happened to the actor.
Okay.
And it's referring to, like, just a grisly murder of a 26-year-old hairdresser in
named
Michigan.
Kevin Bacon?
Named Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And, like, apparently went missing on Christmas. I think it's a... This is probably going to be quite a big story considering it was trending and definitely a huge news in Michigan.
Is it trending because his name is Kevin Bacon?
Look, I don't want to, I don't want to besmirch a person who's lost their life.
Right.
But is he trending without that name?
Right. Well, but there's also like people will just start a rumor even without the death of somebody with the same name.
And yeah. I think just by virtue of seeing the name Kevin Bacon, people just click. I don't know. Yeah. We have a love affair with Bacon.
We do.
And Kevin.
Kevin Bacon, I feel like, is iconic. One of the most iconic names out there.
Wow.
Yeah. I said it.
Wow, you're going out on a limb with that one.
Yeah, I am. People made fun of me for repeatedly saying iconic.
One of the few tweets I saw over the break was like, I think Jack thinks anything in the 2010s
in the 10 years
film
is iconic. There's a difference between iconic movies that stay in the cultural firmament and movies that don't, like Avatar.
I never said it wasn't Photoshopped.
Shaq is trending.
Why?
People are asking whether Shaq and Kobe would beat any duo in NBA history. Now, this is an interesting question because it depends on whether...
Right now, Shaq and Kobe or prime Shaq, prime Kobe?
Right now. Prime, which it all comes down to Shaq in his prime. I don't know that anybody has ever been as dominant or as difficult to stop on a, possession-by-possession basis as prime Shaq.
Right.
His 1999-2000 season is up there. I think it's the 11th greatest season according to PER, and the only person ranked ahead of it who won the championship was Jordan 1990-91. Now, so here's the question. Are we playing two-on-two basketball? Because if we're playing two-on-two basketball, I think Kobe and Shaq beat anyone.
It's definitely like if I was playing a video, like a NBA Jam style game.
Right.
I'm like, that's a good.
That's hard.
It's a good
to
blend
beat.
Of size, speed, and lethality.
Yeah, I
Is
mean,
that a word?
Kobe. Yeah, sure. Like Kobe's above. You know, he's where he needs to be. He, like on the level of the greats. Like he's not going to hurt your duo. But the reason that they would be probably unbeatable.
That
is
size of Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaq is like 7'2" and so big.
Are there, I mean, so
just, Jordan, I mean, if you're playing 5-on-5 and it's just they're two of the five players out there on your team,
these are,
you got Jordan Pippen. Like, I think they're going to be impossible to beat.
They got, you're Jordan, saying if you're playing fives?
If you're playing fives and you're just adding these two as a two of the five players on the court.
Oh, sure.
But if you're playing two on two,
no, I think it's a different,
I think it's
different
Shaq
game.
And Kobe, because Shaq.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck is going to guard Shaq? Like that's legitimately what he said. Somebody, because the other duo that's getting brought up in this conversation is LeBron and AD, and Shaq was like, "Yeah, I think we'd beat him. Who's going to guard me?"
That's true. Which, yeah. I mean, AD would get in his way.
Right.
I think he would. It would be interesting to see him defend him.
Yeah.
But I think what would be interesting if you have, if it's LeBron currently, because AD's in his prime now,
right?
Do we get to have LeBron in his prime and AD in his prime versus them two?
Right.
Or that it has be, to be in the era
I think
in
it
which,
has to be the era in which they played together.
Because Kobe got nastier even after Shaq, too.
Right, like, he did. I don't think, I think you would still go with Shaq 99-2000 because that's, prime Shaq is just completely unstoppable.
Yeah, who gonna check
Jordan,
me, boo?
Jordan is such a good defender, I though.
Think,
like, I think we'd be surprised by how good Jordan would be at, like, fucking with Shaq, but still, I don't think he's able to stop him.
He's big. Yeah, he's big.
Yeah.
It's, the game's different now.
You know what would be interesting, though? All right, now here's a wild card.
Okay.
The Splash Brothers in their prime. Because
okay.
if you're counting threes,
yeah, we don't need to play.
You let Shaq dunk it, but we're hitting threes every time.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean that is a way where you just basically then, like a true tactician, you're nullifying the size,
right?
To be like, no, you can play with our game.
Yeah,
try
yeah,
and try
get
me,
like
catch me outside. I think honestly, one duo does come to mind if we're actually thinking competitively and realistically. Any duo that could give them a run for their money would probably be the the 97 Nets with Keith Van Horn and Kerry Kittles.
Phil Jones is trending. Let's talk about your sport.
Phil Jones.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
He is a defender for Manchester United and was just absolutely pretzeled up, twisted up by Kevin De Bruyne. Okay, so they played a match against their, you know, their hometown rivals, Manchester City, Manchester United.
Mm.
And you know, Manchester United. Look, I'm not gonna lie. Arsenal, we're also going through some shit right now. We're trying to figure ourselves out because our legendary managers have left, and we have identity issues. We don't know how we play anymore. We don't know what to do. Same thing for United. But I have to laugh because you know they're a rival team, and I love to just feast on the tears of the Red Devils.
Right.
And he was just. Yes, he was embarrassed in this match. It brought up a lot of questions about their defending. They were beaten, defeated 3-0. Jack, you saw the clip.
I did see the clip. He got crossed up pretty good.
As they were saying basketball, yes. He sold them one way and said, nah, bro, these are knockoffs. Sorry.
Was he injured or did he just look injured?
You mean
when he
went down?
Yeah, when he went
down.
From
my understanding, he may have been recovering from. I don't think it's look, if you're playing in that match, it means you're ready to play.
Yeah.
Unless the management is so terrible. I know some people don't like the manager of United, but look, it's one of those things that's going to stick in fans' heads. It reminds me of when Lionel Messi left Jerome Boateng for dead in the Champions League. It honestly, I'll show you this clip later. The way Messi just cuts him down with just one in and out move.
Mm.
Unbelievable the way he just literally disintegrates like Obi-Wan Kenobi in A New Hope.
Just
turns the just
fall
empty
to the
uniform.
Empty.
Yeah.
Do people say he put him on ice skates in football?
I mean, I
not
think
as much.
American fans would because we're familiar with those terms.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is Messi still good?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's what, I think 30 now.
Right.
Which is like in soccer age is like, you peak around 27, 28.
Got it.
Yeah. But still, he's still probably the greatest player.
And then he didn't even score off of it. It was an own goal.
It was an own goal.
So powerful.
Yeah.
The kick off the goalkeeper was just...
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
You hate to see it unless you don't support Manchester United, which you love to see.
Man, you, mate.
Wow. Look at you. Proper Mank over here.
Yep.
Manko and Manko.
Let's talk Aubrey Huff. Who is
Aubrey Huff?
I don't know. I thought it might be an actress. It is a former MLB player who had some muy problematico tweets.
Just like that phrase you used.
Very, very awful.
What did he say?
He said somebody was like, man, we should go over to Iran and kidnap their women because they know how to act or something. And let me just pull this up so you can hear word for word the genius that this motherfucker is saying. Oh, the person who he was responding to already deleted his tweet. But they basically said, let's go kidnap their women. And Aubrey Huff responded, let's get a flight over and kidnap about 10 each. We can bring them back here as they fan us and feed us grapes, amongst other things. And people, there's a lot of responses that are like, I'll sign up for this draft.
Yep.
It's
all very obscure to people who are completely disconnected from the reality of what the fuck.
Now, surprisingly, big Elizabeth Warren supporter. Trump 2020, MAGA, baby.
I thought Aubrey Huff was some kind of mashup of Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane and Julianne Huff.
Yes. It is not. Nah.
Yeah, he won some, you lose some.
And then Bonnaroo 2020 is trending, but we haven't even talked about the Coachella lineup.
Which, yeah.
We should probably talk about that, and then we can get to Bonnaroo at a later date.
Wait, is this the same? I'm looking at this lineup, and it looks exactly like Coachella.
Yeah, no, I just added the Coachella lineup. I just put the Coachella lineup.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on. I'm like, Frank Ocean, Rage, Travis Scott, Tom York. But
the Coachella lineup's pretty dope, man.
It's thick.
Yes.
With talent.
Rage, Frank Ocean, and Travis Scott.
I'm telling you. We need these Zoomers to catch Rage in an election year.
Right.
And fucking set their heads on fire.
Right.
I mean, oh my God, if they start singing, fuck you.
Tom York is surprisingly great live. He's a lot of fun. Run the Jewels is back.
They're a big festival. They're like every festival, I would say.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
That is dope.
And City Girls, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Charlie XCX.
My underrated artist, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
And DJ Daniel, too. He's really upset with me. He's like, I like her too.
The 1 year I went to Coachella, Calvin Harris was the best thing I saw just because he happened to go on when the sun was setting and was peaking.
Yeah. Your areolas.
My
areolas
from my
from
button
your
down
shoulders.
Fatboy Slim.
Yeah,
he's
done it.
He's still out here.
Oh yeah, what's his name? Norman, I think is his real name. But yeah, I caught him like 4
Denzel
years
Curry.
Ago. Denzel Curry. That's gonna be a whole mood, a whole vibration.
Wow.
Dude, 21 Savage would also be interesting.
21.
Little Lucifer. Little Uzi Vert.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Wow. DaBaby. I mean,
damn.
Also,
they put it together.
Big Sean. Oh, God. I mean, it's all. And Joji, I think, is going to be there. It's like, what the fuck? And tonight? It's like, what the fuck? I can't tell you how many of these. Like, it's weird. Coachella, a lot of these festivals, some years you get one where it's like, oh, my God, it's the one that's made for me. And then there are other years you're like, I only know the headliners.
Right. Yeah.
And then there are other years that are like a combo, so you can get a group of people to go. This time I might just say fuck everything and I'll be there and I'll show these kids what a 35-year-old man does.
Yeah. Speaking of so looking at the Bonnaroo lineup, their headliners, and also speaking of years that might not actually. Tool is one of their headliners.
Oh yeah, they had a big album.
Lizzo.
Okay.
Tame Impala.
Oh boy. I'm there for that. For Tame Impala.
Miley Cyrus, Bass Nectar.
Whoa, Bass Nectar. Wow.
Flume, Oysterhead.
Yo, Flume is also going to be at Coachella, too.
Oh, really?
I mean, play that tennis court remix, my man.
Run the Jewels is going to be at Bonnaroo, too.
Of course.
So you were correct. Young Thug.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be some dope shit.
And
Tenacious D.
Yeah. Oh, DaBaby also.
Vampire Weekend. They're really good live.
Leon Bridges.
Lana Del Rey is going to be at both. So yeah,
King Gizzard, the Lizard Wizard. If you want to catch them too,
yeah, catch them both places.
Oh man,
all right. I've heard Bonnaroo. I always hear is uncomfortable. Everybody I've talked to who's gone there say that it's very hot.
Oh, just from a temperature standpoint,
wet heat.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
Wet Heat is also gonna be there.
Yeah, wet heat.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
The cover band for Hot Heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there. I mean, with Coachella though too, you can get some disastrous days too. There was one year
when they started breaking
it up into weekend one and weekend two. I remember I think it was the first year that had a weekend one and a weekend two. Weekend one was god awful, like weather wise. Yeah, it was just terrible.
Yeah, there's windstorms out there that you just got to have that
Get that kerchief, bro.
The kerchief.
If you're a dirt devil.
You know it. all right. Well, that's been this episode of Zeit Christmas. Did we already do that one before the holidays? All right.
Well, even if they didn't, I mean, it's still timely.
Yeah, it's still timely.
Especially if you got...
As the Ron Burgundy podcast said, the one thing that's timely year-round is talk of Christmas. never gets old. That's gonna do it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Buy those live show tickets.
Yeah, buy the live show tickets.
Check my Twitter.
We're coming to a town near you, probably.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah. And tomorrow
we gotta do a show in Detroit.
Yeah, we do.
We're doing a big Sean shout outs. Mm. Also, I want a Coney.
What is that?
You can get Coney's in Detroit also. Yeah, the Greek diners down there. You know what I mean? But also, hey, Cincinnati area.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many Zeit gags are out there.
Coney Island.
Yeah, but I like the Ohio chili shit. Mm-hmm. Mm. And you know what? I'm Gold
Skyline.
Star. I'm Gold Star. Sorry.
Skyline.
People say it's trash. Don't care. I also like soggy fries. Try and change my mind.
I will. And
I think we're actually debating this on a podcast soon.
Yes, sister podcast.
Yeah. We'll let y'all know about the Great Fry debate, but that is happening.
All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow with a great episode, so tune in for that.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.